Texte numéro 28. Exploding lake produces electricity. It's dusk on Lake Kivu, and near the northern shore, the bright fluorescent bulbs illuminating a tall barge can be seen from miles away. It is the start of a project that could light up the whole of Rwanda for decades, while also reducing the risk of disaster for the 2 million people living alongside this rare exploding lake. In a world first, the barge is extracting gases that are trapped deep in Lake Kivu's waters, like the fizz in a champagne bottle. Methane, the main constituent of natural gas used for household cooking and heating, is then separated out and piped back to the rugged shore, where it fires 3 large generators. The state-owned power plant is already producing 3.6 megawatts of electricity. But the success of the pilot project and the huge unmet demand for power in Rwanda, only 1 in 14 homes have access to electricity, has encouraged local and foreign investors to commit hundreds of millions of dollars to new methane plants along the lakeshore. The government hopes to produce so much energy from methane to be able to export it to neighbouring countries. Our grandfathers knew there was gas in this lake, but now we have proved that it can be exploited, said the Rwandan engineer who runs the $20 million Kibuye project. It's a cheap, clean resource that could last us 100 years. Historically, Lake Kivu's gas has been a killer. Deaths attributed to invisible pockets of carbon dioxide rising from vents along the shoreline, known as mazukus or evil winds, are frequently reported. But it is the gas dissolved in the water that may present a far greater threat. Some scientists say that the ever-expanding volumes of carbon dioxide and methane in Lake Kivu, coupled with the nearby volcanic activity, make a limnic eruption, also referred to as a lake overturn, in which CO2 suddenly erupts from the lake, highly likely at some stage in the future, unless degassing occurs. This has now begun with the extraction of some of the 60 billion cubic metres of methane in the water. The world's only 2 other known exploding lakes, both in Cameroon, overturned in the 1980s. The clouds of carbon dioxide that burst through from the deep water left about 1,800 people dead from asphyxiation. But Lake Kivu is nearly 2,000 times larger and is in a far more densely populated area. The seismic activity around the lake is responsible for the steady injection of volcanic gas into the water. Talks are also underway with Congo, which has rights to half the natural gas in the lake, about building a joint 200 megawatt plant. Adapted from The Guardian, August 2010.